What are some of the main things that you're talking about at the conference this time around?
Well, we have hundreds of NTU chapter members from across the country, and they are focused on our priority issues for this legislative session, and they are federal pay, federal retirement, adequate staffing and funding for the Department of Homeland Security, Customs and Border Protection, stopping all of these workforce reduction proposals, and identifying alternative savings so that when members of Congress are looking for savings somewhere, they can look somewhere else than to federal employees.
How much of your conference is your people exchanging information with each other and strategizing, and how much of it is going to the Hill and trying to bend the ear of the members up there?
Actually, we did our strategizing with a legislative advisory committee, and then yesterday and this morning, and now our leaders are up on the Hill for the rest of the week through Thursday, getting their message out loud and clear to those who make decisions about federal employees.
Now, you've got a rally set up tomorrow at noon on the Hill. You've got Senator Cardin, Congressman Connolly, Eleanor Holmes Norton will be there, Delegate Norton, Congressman Moran, Congressman Sarbanes, obviously friends of NTEU, and they position themselves as friends of federal employees. How do you go about communicating your positions and doing your advocacy to members who may not be quite as friendly to where you're coming from as these folks?
Well, you know, there are those who are not so friendly, and there are those who just don't have the facts. And we think that every one of them needs to be armed with, or at least be presented with, the real facts about federal employee issues. So even if their voting record is not one that that we want to see repeated, we want to make sure that the next time they vote, they do so with full knowledge and information, and then they'll be accountable for that vote come November.
Do you have an opportunity to spend time with those members a lot of time, or are you focused on working with the folks who support what you're doing and educating them about what you're hearing among the rank and file?
Our time this week and our goal is to visit as many members of Congress as we can, regardless of their voting record. We want to thank those who have supported us, and we want to convince those who haven't why that should change in the future.
All right, this rally tomorrow specifically, I mentioned the members who are going to be there, and obviously you're speaking. What specifically are you going to be talking about there?
Well, there we're going to be focused on these issues and on really the foremost goal is to energize federal employees to have their voices heard between now and November, and then to exercise their right to vote in November and to make those voices heard loud and clear that they know how members of Congress are voting, and they're going to hold them accountable come November.
You mentioned in the speech that you gave to kick this off that something that I wish that more people said, and that is that you encouraged your members to go out in the neighborhoods to their friends and relatives and the people they encounter on a day-to-day basis and talk about in a positive way what federal employees and agencies are doing to help people understand what really goes on here. I mentioned on the air the other day, I had a conversation with a fellow who, when he found out that I covered the federal government, wanted to go down the whole blah, blah, blah route. You know what I'm talking about. And I said, how old are you? He said, I'm 66. I said, has your Social Security check ever been late? And he said, no. And I said, well, that's a federal employee that sent that to you. I wonder why it's been so hard to get that message through to people about the services that people and agencies provide.
You know, I think so much of it is the problem is that federal employees do their jobs very, very well. I often describe them as doing them under the radar, because they do them so well that no one pays attention. Everybody just counts on the fact that the Social Security check will be there, that the VA benefits will be there, that the air will be clean and the food will be okay to come into the country, and that the borders will be safe, and that the revenue will come in to fund all of the government. I think everybody just kind of takes that for granted because it happens every day without any fanfare.
You talked about some of the issues at DHS in particular and Customs and Border Protection. Why is that a particular point of focus for you right now?
Well, this agency is very short-staffed and has been for a number of years, and that's a risk for both national security, and it's also a huge impediment to international trade and travel. Very often, that agency is not thought of as having really a dual mission, which is one of security for our country and then one of the facilitation of travel and trade. And there are jobs lost and time lost and revenue lost when these ports are not properly staffed because Traffic is slow coming in and out of the country. Cargo is slow and sits in the ports to be inspected. Travelers coming in needing cleared off of airplanes. Those are all things that are done by Homeland Security. And Homeland Security is the second largest source of revenue for the country behind the IRS. They collected over $29 billion in fees last year that go into the General Treasury for revenue.
One thing you haven't mentioned, Colleen, that you'll be talking about with members of Congress, and I'm curious if it will come up at some point, is labor management partnerships. You've talked about those with me in the past.
We are still hard at work at trying to breathe life into those as we had intended them, be implemented. But to tell you the truth, up on the Hill, our focus is on the pension, on pay, on getting agency funding to be adequate so that the employees can do the work that they're trying to do. That's what our focus is for Congress.